Have you ever seen one of these? It's an original Jesus doll. This one was made about 60 years ago, and it's probably a collector's item now. It was made at the time when the idea of personality dolls was becoming popular. Barbie also first appeared around this time. Barbie is still going strong, but the Jesus doll was a flop. The company thought they had done their homework, even consulting with religious leaders, including the Pope. But this was a more conservative era, and it seems that parents were horrified at the idea of their children playing with a doll that looked like Jesus. But the company was just ahead of its time. Now there are many Jesus dolls available. Here's a modern version, one with a button on the back. If I push it, we'll hear a gospel message.
John 3:16. God loved the world so much that he sent his only son to pay for sin, so that whoever believes in him may not be punished, but have everlasting life.
In these more liberal times, people don't seem to be offended by the idea of a doll that looks like Jesus. And of course, children get very attached to their toys, don't they? Especially dolls and stuffed animals. So perhaps there is some value in the idea, a Jesus you can take anywhere, a 24/7 companion. Because isn't that who Jesus is? But he is so much more than that. He is a powerful creator, the Son of God, who sustains the universe. We all, every one of us, depend on him for every breath we take. This, then, is the person who promised that he would always be with us and would never leave us or forsake us. Not just in this life, he said it was his will that we enjoy his company forever, and that he would transform us to such a degree that we would fully enjoy being in the presence of his holy love forever. This is not just a sentimental idea thought up as a marketing ploy. It is a reality that the world needs to hear and understand. Far from being a cute toy that belongs to us, we belong to him. He came to forgive, save, redeem, reconcile, and restore us to a fullness of life in him. He loves us with a perfect, holy love, and will never let us go. I'm Joseph Tkach, speaking of life.